Hey kids, this is Santa Claus here, just in need of a lucky volunteer this Christmas evening. Santa gets real tired after he drops off all the presents, needs a little help to unwind. So if you like the taste of nipples, and some expired milk, and really hard cookies that everyone thinks I love, come down to just walk out of your house when your parents are asleep, and shine a flashlight in the sky. One lucky child will be randomly selected based on gender and race, because Santa Claus is a racist white guy. I'll swoop down and take you out to my workshop here in the North Pole. That's right. One lucky child will be selected. I'll bring you right down to my house. And this is a maker, a famous alcoholic eggnog. I'll slip her a Mickey, and then we can get down to business. We'll share my eggnog. And as we start to get a little silly, we'll remove our clothing, and I'll forcefully make you lick my nipples till they chafe. Helps me unwind after a stressful day of present delivery. If you haven't had your nipples licked, let me tell you, one of the best experiences you'll ever have in life. So, if you're feeling like you want to be a Santa's little helper this Christmas, you know what to do. Just go check on your parents, make sure they're sleeping. They'd get real upset if they knew you were coming to my workshop to lick my old shavy nipples. So come on down. The weather's fine. I'll let you pet my reindeer, if you know what I mean. For real though, these nipples need licking, and the missus won't put up with my shit anymore. So please, help a homie out, will ya? I can be hip. I'm a hip old man looking for a nice nipple licking. And if you don't participate, I know where you sleep, you little fuck. I'll come put my dick in your ear. So, what have you got to lose? Nothing. So get a flashlight, step on outside, and shine it right up into the sky, and I'll swoop down and snatch you, and take you off to my magical workshop. You'll get a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to lick Santa's nipples. So come on, what are you waiting for, kids? This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to lick my old-ass nipples.
This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. Yeah. This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. Yeah. This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. Yeah. This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. Hold Your Goats podcast.
Yeah. Click.
All right.
I didn't hear you click.
I clicked.
Whatever. We'll see if they lined up.
Yeah.
Folding my socks, do-do-do, in my new house, dee-dee-dee-dee.
How do you like your place?
You know, it reminds me of Mexico.
Really?
I had some really good houses in Mexico, and I had some really bad houses in Mexico. And this one's kind of in between. Mm.
in
between. But I can
house.
Bear through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's not that bad. I mean, the only thing that's bad about it is it's cramped. Mm. Like, my bed is a bunk bed on top of JT's at, like, an L, a right angle.
Oh, okay.
And there's a headlamp above my head that keeps falling down on my face in the middle of the night. So I have to, like, prop it up and find a way to keep it up.
Some duct tape.
And while I was playing on my computer the other day, I was playing Dota up on top of my bed. I think from now on I'm going to come down here and play it at the desk instead of up there on my bed.
Yeah.
Besides, it's always better to game at a desk.
Oh, yeah.
What the heck? I have one blue and one black left?
Socks?
All right. Yeah. I must have
misplaced one somewhere.
Well, two, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're the same type of wool sock. I'm just going to fold them together and use them. Nobody looks at my feet anyway.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I am 100% fully attentive now.
Sweet giblets. Is that a straw?
I had to lift the straw up to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had to lift it up like halfway out of the can. I just thought it'd be a good transition.
Yeah.
Awkward silence.
Yep.
Anywho.
So, JT's not convinced that Apple's messing with his phone?
Yeah, he doesn't buy it quite yet.
Really? They admitted it, man. They admitted to it.
Yeah, I know.
And it's it's not even an excuse to say that, like, old batteries cause it to, like, unexpectedly shut down, so they have to slow down the phone with the software update. That doesn't make any sense. You can just get a new battery.
Right.
And it costs, like, $25 to get a kit so you can do it yourself. It's not expensive.
Right.
So it's like, and even if you did get a new battery, it wouldn't matter, because the software's already slowing down your phone. So you're just stuck with an old phone. A slow-ass phone.
Yeah. It all had to do with the update, too. The update was what
The update is what slows it down, yeah. It's not like the battery getting out of date makes it slow down. Like, I could see how an out-of-date battery would make your phone shut off all the time, but you can just get a new battery.
Yeah.
So and it's like, not it's to mention, not even...
How hard is it to replace the battery on an iPhone? Usually they have that back cover thing, but that iPhones don't.
Well, they make, like, kits. Like, I looked it up because I was wondering how expensive it would be to just replace the battery.
Yeah, and no, it's my like little a, brother like has a, bought some.
Yeah, and one for the iPhone 6 was, like, $25. And it has, all the tools you need to pry off the back and everything.
That's so dumb, though.
Right? It's like it's not even an excuse. They're just lying. They just want you to get rid of your iPhone 6 and get an 8 or an X.
Right. I've been fairly impressed with the Google Pixel 2 that I have, but at the same time, I could see a lot of the tactics they are using that Apple used as well. Like the headphone jack is gone.
Yeah.
So now I have to use that stupid little dongle thing.
Yeah.
What else? Just a bunch of little things like that. The charger doesn't have a USB port end to it, so I can't connect my phone to my laptop.
Hmm.
Which I guess isn't too big of an issue because it all backs up on the Google Cloud and whatnot.
Right.
My Google account. But I did want to put some music onto my phone, and I'm still trying to think of a way to do that. I'm going to have to go buy a separate cable just so that I can do that. So, there's that. That's another issue that I had.
Weird. But
just little things like that I've noticed with the Pixel is that they're trying to use the same tactics Apple used to milk it.
Right.
Milk their users for all they got.
Oh, that reminds me of the shit that 4chan did with Apple phones. Did you see that? Oh my god. Oh, it makes me laugh so hard. And telling them that putting it in the microwave would charge it.
Yeah, that was the best. Ugh. They did a couple of things like that. There was more than one.
Yeah, and they said it was waterproof and people were putting it in water.
Yeah, they have the internet historian. I think he does a video mm-hmm. on that.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Watched, that video was hilarious.
Oh, his was the best.
Oh, he so does, funny.
He does a lot of good videos like that. But even Samsung, I think, made a commercial for television that was kind of just dissing on Apple. I don't know if you've seen it, but they go through all of the stuff that I'll look it up and send you the link later. But they basically go through everything that Apple users hate about Apple phones.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get the Apple. People line up for them, man. It's gross. It's not even a good phone. Like, it's just like, I don't know. It's user friendly, but like it's always seemed clunky to me when I was using them. They were just clunky as hell.
Yeah,
I don't like iPhones.
This one goes all the way back to, what was it, 2007, I think, when I was watching it. I just pasted a link for you. Yeah, it goes back to 2007. Shows a guy and, like, all these people waiting in line. And then he's unboxing his iPhone phone. And now he's run out of... he's run out of storage. 2013. He gets his new phone. And he doesn't have a stinking stylus.
Yeah.
Are you watching it?
Yeah, I'm watching it. I'm about where you're at, too. 2016.
He falls in the water with a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, my phone. He throws it in a rice bowl. Yeah. Now he's got the little dongle and the charger thing. Yeah, look at it charging. Oh, it's hilarious. Finally, he moves on to Samsung.
It's a Galaxy.
Oh, and he passes the guy in the crowd, and do you see his haircut?
Yeah.
Go back to his haircut. It looks like the new iPhone X, how the top of it has that part, that section that's kind of not on the screen. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the little notch thing.
Yeah, that's his hairstyle.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was a really good commercial.
Yeah.
And
I've actually seen that commercial, and I thought it was an Apple commercial, so I skipped it.
Oh, really? Yeah, I think they've been playing it on YouTube. They've been playing it on YouTube commercials.
Yeah, that's where I've seen it. It was on YouTube.
But the best thing about it was the stupid dongle charging thing and all that.
Right,
crap.
So clunky.
You see how many cords he had to use?
Yeah.
Nah, but I was this close to getting a Samsung phone when my dad was changing our plan to Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
But the only reason I didn't was because I was hearing good things about the Google Pixel.
Mm.
And everything that I've heard is true. It's really good and all. There are just like two things that would sell me on a Samsung over a Google Pixel. And it's an SD card that I can, you know, put in the back.
Oh, okay.
Micro SD.
Right.
And probably the charging USB port and the headphone jack. Those are the only things that I'm missing.
Mm.
Other than that, the Google Pixel's been great. I mean, JT, he finds a new feature every day and tells me about it. Like, the other day, he found on the lock screen, you can have a setting where it Shazams 24/7. So you click your power button, and the lock screen will come up.
Right.
And it'll tell you what song is playing in the background.
Wow.
Like, if you're at the mall, or if you're listening to the radio, or in public.
It's like how Shazam's supposed to work.
Yeah, so it runs Shazam in the background, but it's not Shazam. It's the Google version of it.
It's probably not that good for your battery life, though, right?
That's what I was going to... I don't know. I haven't asked him about it yet because he's only been running it for a couple of days, but yeah. I imagine it takes up a little bit of battery life. But he also found another one that's like it's a wallpaper for his lock screen that is a real-time update of the globe and the weather on it.
That's pretty cool.
And where the sun is shining. So depending on what time of day it is, it'll show you the side of the earth that has day.
Hmm.
And it'll show you the weather patterns that are crossing over it
at each
instance, because it updates in real time.
That's pretty cool. That probably drains your battery like crazy, though.
I don't know. I haven't asked him. See, this is another one I'm curious about, because I have a good battery life. My battery life right now is about 1.5 days on a full charge.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, when I was getting half a day with my Samsung.
Yeah.
I would have to charge it twice a day. Now I just have to charge it once every, what, like every 30 hours or so.
I say that just because, like, I used to have, like, an animated wallpaper. Yeah. And I totally noticed a difference with my battery life. It drained it really quick.
Yeah, I don't find it useful, so that's why I haven't actually put it on mine yet.
Yeah, it's just kind of cool
I've to look at. I've barely done anything with mine. I'm curious to go to their website and figure out all the tricks and tips that they have.
Yeah.
Because there's just... I mean, even with the Samsung phone I had before this, I didn't use it to its full potential. It's all of its features. I never used all of its features. I don't think anybody uses all the features of their phone.
Yeah.
But it is nice to know about them.
Right, yeah. Some life hacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the only reason I went to the Pixel is because I've had Samsung for so long that I was like, you know, I should test the waters. I'm very satisfied with Samsung, and I would go back to them in a heartbeat.
Hmm.
But I wanted to test other phones just because I never have before.
Yeah.
My curiosity got the better of me. And it's not, I don't feel like I'm being punished. The phone is okay. It's okay. I'll just go back to Samsung after this.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty much okay with just LG. Android. Anything Android, I'm okay
anything
with.
Anything Android is good. I wanted to try LG, but they didn't have any phones that I was looking at. My cousins use the LG phones. I think you have one too, right?
Yeah, I'm using the V20. I love it. It's pretty dope. Yeah.
I agree with you there. Anything really just Android is way better.
Yeah. I just think it's... I don't know, like... Everything about an iPhone is just ugly to me. I don't know. Like, just the shape of the apps and... I don't know. It's just weird. I don't like iPhones. Never have.
See, that's the thing I try to keep convincing my family about, because my stepdad and my mom are, like, in love with Apple.
Yeah.
And my siblings as well. But I've been the only one out of five in my family that loves Samsung. I mean, my dad in Texas, he loves Samsung as well. He has one too.
Right.
But I don't know what it is about Apple just kind of digging its roots into people, its consumers, you know?
It's white privilege.
They're consumed. Yeah, exactly. They're like consumed with Apple. I mean, we talked about with JT.
It's branding, and it's the way they present it.
We talked about how we have a roommate that he's obsessed with Apple. Anything Apple.
Yeah.
And we always used to give him crap about it and tease him.
Yeah. Yeah, just like their press releases and everything, they just try to make it seem like it's like a hover car, you know, something like so groundbreaking and high class.
It's a piece of shit phone. It's definitely status.
Yeah.
Has to do with it.
And people in China are making it, and they want to commit suicide, so they have to put nets up on their buildings so they don't jump off the windows.
Right.
It's horrible. I mean, I'm sure... LG makes their phones in China too, but
there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind closed doors around the world.
Yeah,
but you just gotta say, hey, I mean, well, I guess as consumers, we're kind of accountable for that.
Yeah, maybe.
But not directly
into the system.
Yeah, if none of us consumed the product, they would go bankrupt and have to be forced to shut it down. You know.
Yeah.
So if nobody bought Apple because of humane reasons and whatever, the sweatshops and blah, 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 they would have to shut them down. So consumers are at fault, but not directly, I believe.
Ignorantly.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's probably a billion things. I mean, just sitting on my desk, look, there's a Wendy's cup with plastic straw and plastic lid.
Yeah.
There's freaking Nesquik above my laptop, Quaker Oats, Jif peanut butter. I mean, all this stuff, even the plastic lenses in my glasses, all of it's probably just made wherever it's cheapest, you know?
Yep.
And that's the way kind of commercialism goes, consumerism.
Yeah. Well, even after its shelf life, it's waste, and it just goes and sits in a landfill.
Oh, I know. The thing I always find baffling is, like, all the restaurant food that gets thrown away.
Yeah.
That's, like, still good.
They can't give it to needy people. They can't. because they could get sued.
Exactly.
Which is disgusting. Like, that's...
If there were a better way to preserve it, I think people would be able to, you know, find a way to preserve it better. That would be good.
Yeah.
Did I ever mention that video of the kid I saw where he was in the back of a Krispy Kreme donut place, and he opened up their dumpsters, and it was full of, like, just donuts. That was, like, the that was strictly, like, the only thing in that whole entire dumpster was donuts.
Wow.
And he just started taking a bite out of every single one. It's like, boom, 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 boom. He's just picking them out of this dumpster. And I'm like, that's a little gross, but I guess they're fine. They're just leftovers, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if they were in a more sanitary place, I would probably eat one, too.
Right.
But the fact that I know that that's a dumpster is just, like, the bacteria and germs growing on it.
Yeah, it's no longer a donut. It's garbage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. Like, if restaurants could find a way that they could preserve leftover food in a way, like, maybe the person didn't... I don't think they could...
Well, it's a legal thing. Like, like a homeless person who receives the food could, like, sue them for, like...
Right.
Like, they're still liable.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is... I don't think they could do it with food that people have already touched on their plate, you know, because that's a biohazard, I guess, is the word I'm looking for.
Mm.
But if they could find a way to do it legally,
yeah, they just, yeah, they'd have to do, like,
clean way.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. It's definitely needed. I mean, there's a lot of people that go hungry.
Yeah, it would just be a very difficult process to start up.
Yeah. And then how do you distribute it evenly? You know, exactly. That's another, yeah. Yeah.
There's so much, so many variables.
Right. Have you been following what's been going on with EA?
Not since Battlefront 2 came out, no.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. What's about time. Next? EA's such a fucking... corrupt company. Well,
it's just, not just them, it's most of them.
Well, it's like, yeah, like the whole gaming industry, really. It's only like indie developers actually think about the people who are buying their games. Yeah.
I think overall, I am still a fan of Valve.
Hmm.
But even Valve has elements that I don't like about their games.
Yeah.
And Steam... too. I mean, they have their Steam sales, which is nice, because they're thinking about these people that want to play the games. But they kind of have monopolized PC gaming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
That's like the only way I know how to PC game is through Steam.
Yeah, yeah.
How else do you do it?
Pirate Bay.
Yeah, or actually buy copies of the games and have like a personal server in your room. That can hold, like, a terabyte of information.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, you gotta have, like, a cloud-based thing, and I think that's
really
nice.
Yeah, it's pretty much all through Steam now, yeah. It's pretty crazy.
I wonder what the, that'd be an interesting thing to kind of research, or competitors of Steam or something like that.
Isn't, like, is GOG Games something like that, or is that, like, a website where you can buy games?
I've never heard of that. I know that there are websites where you can buy games, but they don't have the same... like interface as Steam, kind of like Humble Bundle,
right?
You
know? Yeah, buy bundled games through Steam, yeah.
And then yeah, they give you like a Steam activation code instead.
Right.
So it's kind of funny. I like watching those memes they make out of the Steam sales, though, like the YouTube videos.
Mm.
There's one that's Lord of the Rings based, and it's like the attack on Helm's Deep. But all of the orcs have, like, reduced discount symbols over their face, like, pasted over their faces. And the subtitles, because they're talking in, like, Elvish, they replace the subtitles with, like, wait for the dailies! And, like, there's DayZ on 99% or something like that. And they're all trying to shoot the one orc that runs to the thing to blow up. And when he blows up, money just flies everywhere. It's really funny. There's another one with Game of Thrones where they're having a ship battle. And there's this thing called wildfire. And it's basically like a green fire that's kind of like a chemical It's magic fire.
Hmm.
But they shoot an arrow to light the boat that they have rigged with wildfire on fire. And the arrow is like, if I remember right, I think it was like a dollar or something like that. And he shoots it out there, and it just blows up. All the discounts are flying everywhere.
Yeah.
Those are really good. So, yeah, Steam is quite out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got a monopoly on it, it seems like. I mean, it's not bad. Like, they don't charge for, like, online service or anything, so...
Yeah.
It's okay. I always thought that was weird, how you have to, like, pay for to, like, play online for, like, Xbox Live and the PlayStation Network.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not a fan of Xbox Live.
Yeah, it's shady. It's weird. You have to pay, like, once a year. Or yeah. However often you want to redo it, but... It's like, come on. They bought the game, just let them play online. What's those... Why?
Yeah, they all suck. I'm just pasting those links because I can't think of anything else right now to say.
Yeah.
They're real funny, though. There's another one with SpongeBob, and he's, like, sitting there watching the pitcher of water when he's, like, dehydrated, remember, in Sandy's hut?
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't need it. I don't need it. And it's just, like, all these discounts, like 80%, 90%, 70%. Yeah. And then finally he cracks and he's like, I need it!
I need it! Oh, SpongeBob.
I guess they made a new one. They made a new one with the... What's that? Rogue One, Star Wars?
Oh, yeah.
I'm watching that one right now.
Steve's.
Looks pretty good.
Hoi.
I might have to send these to my dad's Discord server, too.
Yeah.
It's that scene with Darth Vader at the very end of the movie.
Just did mowing you ever down see all it? The... I've seen the scene. I haven't seen the movie. Like, I don't... I was so unimpressed with The Force Awakens that I gave up on the Star Wars series.
You know, I wasn't impressed with The Last Jedi all that much either. I mean, it's good, but... Story-wise, it's not really fitting in. There's a lot of things they backed out of.
Hmm. Oh, you mean like the one that just came out?
Yeah, the one that just came out, which is it's the continuation of The Force Awakens. I wasn't impressed with The Force Awakens because it was just a recycled hash of their
book. It's like it didn't feel like a Star Wars movie. It was just like they were milking the franchise name.
Yep.
So and I just, yeah.
There was no direction for the one that just came out. The Last Jedi. There was no direction for it. It was all over the place. And, yeah. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, like the thing with, what's-his-face? The Snopes guy, or whatever?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. But, yeah, I heard about that, and I was like, what? Like, they just introduce him. And then, like, he's just gone. Like, what? I don't know. That's... But, I mean, I guess they kind of did the same thing in The Phantom Menace with, like, Darth Maul. Like, he didn't really have much of a part in the story either, but...
Well, everybody agrees that the, what are they called? The Phantom Menace was the worst one out of all the new Star Wars.
Yeah, that one is pretty lame. It's really slow building, and it's like...
And nobody likes Anakin.
Yeah, Anakin's a little puss. Yeah. You were the chosen one. I hate you.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
Even as a kid, he sucks.
Yeah. You know Padme was played by two actresses?
Really?
Yeah, it was like Keira Knightley and...
I know it was Keira Knightley, but... Who
and
else
what's
was
her
it?
Face? I'm going to look it up real quick. Padme... IMDb. Natalie Portman.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah.
They look incredibly alike.
Oh yeah, they're so similar looking. Like, now that I know that, now if I watch it again, it's like you can tell when they use the two different ones. But yeah, I thought that was weird. It was interesting.
Weird. Now I'm thinking about it. Like, which did they switch in the middle of one movie or between two movies?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look it up again.
I think for the most part, it's Natalie Portman.
And then it's Keira Knightley, like, maybe like she was once like or the twice. Double. Yeah, she was like the double. Like, yeah.
That's so
it's,
interesting.
It's probably in like a handful of scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting.
Man, I just found a bunch of good Steam sale ones. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4. Holy cow. Anyway, I'm done with those. I'm going to copy and paste those into my dad's Discord server.
Yeah, yeah.
Copy link. Paste. Yep. This is how it's going to be.
This is how we do it. Yeah, dude, the Pentagon had, like, a program to investigate UFOs that ended in, like, 2012, and, well, like, they quit funding it in 2012, but there's still some aspects of it that are, like, still operating under different departments.
Yeah.
But, that video I linked to you was, like, footage of just this Air Force pilot that, like, sees something in the air. They don't, like, it's a UFO, but that doesn't mean it's aliens. Like, it could be from another country, just, like, an experimental aircraft. But it's...
Oh, yeah?
It's weird. And, like, they said that they, retrieved, like, a material from it that doesn't, like, it's... Scientists don't know what it is. It's not, like, it's not anything found on the planet. So either it's, a synthesized material, or it's from somewhere else. But, yeah, I thought that was weird.
That's why I'm so curious about, like, becoming a geophysicist right now.
Mm.
So I know I'm good at... Okay, I wouldn't say that. I'm not going to try to boast. I'm okay at math, and I'm okay at science, because it's just an extension of math.
Right.
So physics kind of seemed like a good fit for me, and I took a geology class, like, last year that was really, really good, and I was like, hey, you know what, I've always kind of been interested in minerals and, you know, formations and whatnot, and blah, 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 blah. So I thought I should look into becoming a geophysicist, and that's probably the direction I'm going to head in right now.
Yeah.
Just because I find properties of metals and, you know, all that kind of cool.
Hmm.
Electricity, how it conducts through certain metals, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good, man.
It's all good.
Saul Goodman. Better call Saul. So I just posted all those into my dad's chat, and my friend Christian's like, praise Lord Gaben. Gabe, what is his name? Gabe Newell?
Yeah. The Steam guy.
Yeah, he's the Steam guy, the head of Steam.
Yeah.
Didn't he have, like, some kind of role with... I can't even remember now. I know that he kind of had one of those falling out things, kind of like the Facebook guys had. And Microsoft and Apple. He has his own backstory where he was, like, on a team with a bunch of guys in college, and then...
He stabbed them all in the back?
Yeah, they stabbed... No, either he stabbed them in the back, or he got his back stabbed. I can't remember now.
Well, he owns Steam. It's the same thing. So, I'd imagine he's the one doing the stabbing, but...
Yeah, probably now, but... I think it's the same thing with Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, and... those guys.
I
watched the Social Network movie. But you know, you get what I'm saying. I think they had a falling out too.
Hmm.
With someone.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. Even amongst family members in business,
yeah,
it happens.
Yeah. Money, man. Makes the world go round.
Money, 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 money. It's the best.
Good old Mr. Krabs.
Yeah, last night when I was working, I guess it was holiday pay because the receptionists had it off on the 22nd, which is weird because the 22nd I don't really think is a holiday.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is some obscure holiday. I'd have to look it up.
It's not a bank holiday, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, exactly. So, December 22 holiday. Anyway, I got paid for holiday, so I got $21 an hour. And the guy who was supposed to relieve me showed up an hour later. So because the receptionists worked there, I was working, instead of 9 to 5, I was working 8 to 5.
Mm.
And the guy shows up at 6. So I worked 8 to 6 and got holiday pay on all of that.
Nice.
I guess December 22nd is Abilities Day. National Cookie Exchange Day. And National Date Nut Bread Day.
Ew. That sounds gross. I don't like dates. I can't. They just look gross.
I don't like them either.
They look like a shriveled rectum. Like, it's just...
Or a scrotum.
Yeah, just nasty looking things. Are they like prunes? Dried prunes? Is that what a date is?
You know, dates are different than prunes.
Okay.
They're, My stepdad likes eating dates because they're kind of, I guess they, I don't know where they're they originate from, but he used to eat them in Pakistan. I've just never been a fan of dates.
Oh, okay. A prune is a plum.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of dates or beets. Beets are gross to me, depending on how they're prepared.
Yeah.
But,
I like radishes, but yeah,
radishes
like
are great.
Yeah.
There are very few foods that I will not eat, and beets, dates, and a few other things that I can't remember right now are some of the few.
I can't do tomatoes. I can't do tomatoes.
I'll eat tomatoes.
I can do it on like a good hamburger, but that's about it. I can't. I don't like them in
salads.
What
about a BLT?
Even in BLTs, I take out the tomato. Just
you have
bacon and lettuce and mayonnaise. That's it. Yep. BLM. yeah.
I was trying to think of a funny joke for BL, but all I could think of was bad luck.
Yeah.
Just thinking of blowjob, but best DJ. Anyway. There's a gas station in Pleasant Grove that's called BJ's.
Yeah.
They used to give away stickers.
Was that
gas
station or was
forever.
It a plumbing supply store? I thought it was plumbing
supplies. No. There's a plumbing supply store. And there's also a gas station.
Oh, okay.
And the gas station is the one that has like a drive through that you can go up and ask for drinks and stuff. And
yeah.
It's been around forever since my parents were in like high school at Pleasant Grove. And they used to hand out stickers that say, "I love BJ's." So, like, everybody at PG High had one of those stickers on their car, practically.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, the funny thing to do.
That's great.
Yeah, I forgot all about that. I mean, it's still up and running today.
Forgot about BJ's.
I should go there and try to get a sticker if they still have them.
Yeah.
It's right up from, you know that, what is it, Movies 8 or whatever?
Oh, okay. You're right there.
So you head straight east of that towards the mountains, and you'll be heading towards Main Street, Pleasant Grove.
Yeah.
It's on your left by that Hart's gas station. I don't know if that sounds familiar.
Yeah.
North of the post office.
Gotcha.
Anyway, it's a good one.
On your way to a BJ?
Yeah, I'll be going there on probably Tuesday. Afterwards.
Nothing beats a Tuesday BJ.
Yeah. The only thing that is really making me paranoid right now is I have my TV and everything in my car outside.
Yeah.
and I'm just like super worried somebody's gonna break into it.
Right.
But I work at 1 a.m., so that'll be good. Mm. I'll just hop in my car, drive over, work from 1 to 9, and then at 9 a.m. I'll drive home to Alpine and I'll drop some stuff off, and then they have my dad's side of the family has like a breakfast at 10, or I can't remember. I think it's at 10, but I'll get there by like 11.
Yeah.
How far away I am.
So you're not doing anything for Christmas Adam?
What's Christmas Adam? Oh, well, yeah, I get it now. That's today.
Yes, today is Christmas Adam.
Christmas Adam, today, I've just been sleeping.
Nice, that's a good way to spend it.
I took a shower. I haven't showered for like 3 days, so
yeah.
I guess you could do that. You can count that too. Oh, I made my sister. I didn't do that on Christmas Adam. I did that on Christmas freaking... before Adam.
Christmas Genesis?
Yeah. Genesis 1-1. Anyway, I made my sister a video because she's back from her mission. Mm. You'll have to see it on Facebook or something. I think I was tagged in it. But I made that video last night before midnight.
So like a slideshow?
It's
just like pictures?
No, it's an actual video. I had to look for a good video editor that was free, and I ended up using, what is it called, Lightworks?
Hmm.
Have you heard of that?
Nope.
Good, don't use it. It sucks. They make you try to, like, create an account with Vimeo. Or,
oh, yeah.
Because I couldn't get the YouTube one to work.
Yeah.
I could not get that. The YouTube one to work for the life of me. So I went in, created a Vimeo account, uploaded my video to that, just so I could have the actual MP4 saved to my desktop. And then I went back in and deleted my Vimeo account, like, a second later.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the only way I could export it.
Yeah.
I could not. I edited the entire thing in Lightworks, and it was really a good. It was a breeze. I like the software.
Yeah.
The thing I don't like is having to pay for the pro version.
Yeah, yeah.
$25 a month. So I was like, it's not worth it because I don't edit enough videos right now. So I just created the Vimeo, got the MP4, deleted everything.
Yeah.
And yeah, I need to look for a better video editor.
I have a pretty good one. I don't know. It's kind of like the Audacity of video editing. So
not
it's like
bad.
It's not very user friendly, but it has all the features. It's just not like user friendly, and it exports to YouTube or Facebook, whatever you want to use it for.
Can you? I just want to find one that will export just to like the file, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to export it to some website. I just want to export it.
It exports it in the like encodes it. That's more optimal for YouTube or for Facebook or for whatever you're
doing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's still... Yeah, you still get the output file, and then you take the file and upload it yourself. It doesn't upload automatically.
Yeah, I'll have to ask you for that later, because I'm starting to get into video editing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because I have my brother's drone, but I just haven't been flying it because, it's winter. I don't want to fly it in the snow.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of do, just because it would be cool to look at aerial views of the snow and stuff, but at the same time, I'm just like, it's too much effort right now. And I don't have a USB thing to plug my phone into. Mm. That's another reason I needed to get one, is because you need a cord that goes from your phone to a USB port, and that goes on the controller, the remote controller for the drone.
Oh, okay.
So I can't even fly my drone right now because I don't have a USB.
Yeah.
Unless I use my Samsung tablet, which is, like, giant.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that, though.
Yeah. So. What's the distance you can get away from the
controller?
Yeah.
Depending on your area, if there's interference or not.
Hmm.
My little brother, when we were down in Moab, flew it out, like, a mile.
Wow.
On the Green River. Which I'm pretty sure it was illegal. I don't think he was allowed to do that, but he did it anyway. Nobody really enforces those laws, but at the same time, it's hefty fine if you get caught.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it's pretty long distance. I'm surprised. It's the Phantom... I've already forgot. DJI Phantom... I think it's the Phantom 3. It's not the... Crap, what's the new one called? Anyway, whatever. It's not the newest one.
Yeah.
And it's not the top end of its version either. There's one above mine that does 4K. Mine does 2K, which is plenty. I mean, geez. I have a 4K TV, and I don't really use its full potential either.
Yeah.
Unless I'm watching Game of Thrones or something.
Yeah. Yeah, 2K will still export in 1080p, won't it?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 1080p is kind of like the standard medium right now. And then people are trying to get towards 4K, but it's just the file sizes are too big.
And not everybody has the hardware for it either.
Yeah, I mean, I have the TV for it, but I just don't. It's going to be sitting in my room for the next couple of months in Alpine. Which I really hope my brother doesn't get into my stuff when I'm gone. I have no room for it where we're at right now.
Yeah.
So it's basically going to go home, sit with my computer as well. Mm. I have to pay my rent up front when I get back up here in Logan on Tuesday. I have to pay $1,200, and that covers my rent all the way through May.
Dang.
So that's nice. I have enough to do it, but after I pay that, I need to wait for another paycheck before I can buy my computer parts.
Yeah.
So every time I'm like days away from ordering and buying my computer parts,
something comes
all
up.
All of a sudden, they're gone.
Yeah.
All the money's gone that I can't buy it. That's happened since last January. Remember when I said, hey, in January, I hope to have a computer by February.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I hope to have a computer by March.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I hope to have a computer by July. Oh, just kidding. I'm working over the summer, and I'm staying in Logan, so I'll have a computer by August.
Yep.
And I just pushed it all the way back. Look, now we're almost in January again. It's been an entire year. I've been planning this.
It'll be worth it, though.
It will totally be worth it, but right now I'm just itching for it.
Yeah.
Jones, I have a check. I just picked up a check yesterday. It's sitting in my jacket pocket, and it's for about $400 or $500. So that'll cover most of my parts. I'll just wait for my next check though to be safe.
Mm. Yeah,
I'm gonna deplete my savings account with the rent money.
Yeah,
and with this next check, I can buy the parts, but I'll be kind of out of money.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to wait for the next check so that I have plenty.
It's a good way to do it.
Because the $21 an hour from holiday pay, man, that'll cover it.
Yeah, that's pretty juicy.
Tell me about it. So that's where I'm at with that. I also am kind of just waiting for everything to settle into its place here where we're at right now, because we're still kind of like moving in. All of our stuff is here, but it hasn't found, like, its ideal spot in the room.
Yeah.
I guess you could kind of assume that by hearing how I have Nesquik, Quaker Oats, and Jif peanut butter on top of my shelf.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll all kind of settle into its place eventually, but we're kind of just becoming familiar with drawers, bathroom situation, and open space.
Yeah.
Our snowboarding gear is indefinitely going to be in our trunks of our cars, basically. So all of our snowboarding gear is going to stay in our car all winter. Have you guys gotten the snow?
A little bit. It snowed a bit today. We got maybe 4 or 5 inches today.
It snowed a bit today here, too. We went to Beaver on Tuesday to snowboard, and it was really good. Was it Tuesday? No, it was Thursday. Wait. I'm losing my mind. We went to Beaver on Thursday. Yes. And we snowboarded. Sounds weird to say. We snowboarded.
Yeah. Snowboarded. And
only one lift wasn't open. It was the Marge's side. So the snow was really crappy and kind of like slushy, but it was still okay. We still had a blast because we paid for passes. I mean, we paid for it all up in advance.
Okay.
So we stayed like half the day and went home. And after this last storm, I bet you they'll open up the rest of the resort.
Mm.
It should be open by now.
Yeah. And what a weird season it's been.
I know, right? It's almost, I guess it's Christmas on Monday. So we better have good snow by then.
Yeah.
What was it you were saying? You don't remember. For the longest time, when was the last time we had a Christmas without snow?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or was that somebody else saying that?
That was me when we went over to...
I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Yeah. I remember now. You're at my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad for Logan. He's probably traumatized of dogs now.
No, he probably forgot about it already.
So, I figured it out. I kind of know what happened. He was crawling under the table, right?
Yeah.
My sister's dog is kind of like a brat. She likes to hide under that table whenever I'm bothering her or teasing her.
Yeah.
So she probably felt like it was a territorial thing.
Yeah.
She probably just barked once or something.
Yeah.
Something
silly. Well, and it was him. He was also struggling screaming. To get out, so he looked vulnerable, which triggers the animal instinct. And then once he started screaming too, and that just makes it, it just amps it up even more. So
I'm just glad that the dog wasn't biting. It was only barking.
Yeah.
It was getting up in his face and barking, but it wasn't biting him.
Yeah.
That was the good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's fine. It happens.
I feel so bad.
Yeah, he's okay.
It's a little dog too. I mean, it's not like it was some German Shepherd
attacking him. She's like a little bit bigger than a Yorkie.
I don't know. I can never remember what mix she is. I know she's half Chihuahua, half... Maybe she's half Yorkie. I don't remember.
Either Yorkie or...
Shih Tzu. I think it's Shih Tzu.
Maybe. Or, what's that thing? Like a...
I'm going to text my sister
like
right now.
Like a Yorkshire Terrier or something like that? What's its...
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there's a... They kind of have that... Oh, no, a Yorkshire Terrier is a Yorkie. I'm an idiot. That's what a Yorkie is. Not a Yorkie.
Yeah, I don't know my... I don't know my breeds of dog very well.
It's some kind of terrier that's like... It's got like that mustache look.
Yeah. Yep.
But I can't remember.
It does have that mustache look.
Yeah, it's not a Yorkie. What? I can't... remember what
I know she's half Chihuahua and that's the part of her that I don't like, because Chihuahuas, going to Chihuahua, Mexico for 2 years, I saw a lot of Chihuahuas. They are feisty, angry little creatures.
Chihuahuas are
and they just like shake uncontrollably.
Yeah,
I'm glad Lulu doesn't shake like that, but she does think she's tougher than she really is, and that's the thing, like they think they're tough Chihuahuas, and then the second you threaten them, they freak out. You turn your back for 1 second, and they start barking at you again like they're tough. They try to get in the last bark or the last word, I guess. They suck. I hate them so much.
Yeah,
Chihuahuas. Oh, that was close.
Schnauzer. That's what I'd say. A Schnauzer and a Chihuahua. That's what I'd say.
Yeah, we'll see what
it's a mix of.
We'll see if my sister responds in time. Yeah, stupid dogs. I've actually been having quite a few dreams ever since I've been on this medication.
Really?
Yeah, I have more dreams now than I did before. I used to never dream.
Just more vivid?
I would never remember them, though. Mm. I would just remember going to bed, black all night, and then waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
That was like most of my week. I would probably dream once or twice every 2 weeks.
Well, you recall them.
Right. That's what I mean.
Yeah. Because everybody has about 9 dreams a night if they get a full 8 hours. It's just remembering them.
I've been remembering a lot of my dreams recently.
Interesting.
Like, I think it has to do something with the medication.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
So, I think that's a good thing. I haven't really noticed much with it, but my mom says she's noticed something. So I'm like, okay, I guess it works, whatever.
Well, I don't know. I think that's a confirmation bias, maybe.
It could be, yeah. we'll see once I start my classes up again, because that's the whole reason I was taking them, is because I needed motivation to actually do my homework and go to class and, you know, do good. And that's I'm on such a small dosage, it hardly really makes a difference. I haven't noticed it myself, but we'll see. We shall see.
Yeah. Well, they say it takes about...
a long time to kick in?
Yeah. I want to say 6 weeks, but it could be like 6 months.
I'm about 6 weeks in, almost.
Yeah. I think it's 6 weeks that you start seeing side effects of it. Well, not side effects, but
the actual
benefits effects. Or... Yeah.
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 What was I going to say? I got sick like 2 days ago as well. Right before snowboarding, so it was Wednesday, I woke up with like a small cold in the back of my throat, the back of my nose.
Mm.
You know that like that scratchy feeling you get in your throat?
Yeah.
So I had that going on, and it's still kind of there. That's why I keep sniffing.
Mm.
But it's almost gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope I didn't get you sick, because I got something like that. I had a really sore throat for like a day.
Yeah. You know what I think it was? It was when we were taking the boys out to the car.
The wind.
That could have done something to us.
Well, I mean, I've been sick for about 3 weeks now. I'm just still trying to get over this cold. But yeah, it started out with a really sore throat. And
mine only lasted a day with the sore throat.
Okay. Maybe 2 days. Yeah, probably not the same thing. Because I had a sore throat for like 2 weeks, and then now it's just kind of just sinuses and...
Yeah, I ended up taking some sinus medication. It was like Aleve-D or something like that. I took one pill, and that's when I started to notice the symptoms, so I took it real quick, and I probably just took it out fast.
Mm.
But I haven't had it... I only had the one pill, and that was on Wednesday.
Yeah. Well, I love Mucinex DM, man.
That's good for when you have, like, phlegm or mucus in your throat.
Yeah.
I didn't really have that problem until, like, yesterday, but it cleared itself out on its own. I didn't need the Mucinex.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, really lucky.
The weird thing about Mucinex is, like, you take it and you don't really notice a difference until it wears off. You're like, I'm dying.
Oh. Yeah. I always think it's weird when I pee and I can smell it. I'm like, ew.
Right? You can smell your medication in your piss?
In my pee? Yeah.
That's weird.
Sometimes. Only with Mucinex and some other really potent stuff.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Because you know how it tastes, like, horrible in your mouth when you put it in with
water? Yeah, like, kind of like that bitter...
It tastes like, yeah, you know what exactly I'm talking about. Yeah. That's the kind of smell you get.
Huh.
That sounds really gross to say on the podcast, but we're probably getting a kick out of that. They're probably laughing. Yeah, I smell my pee when I pee. Are you kidding me? Who doesn't?
Yeah, and just for that, I'll name the episode Smelly Piss.
Smelly Piss. That's a perfect name.
Yes, that'll draw in the listeners.
It's the same thing when you have asparagus, you know? Like, everybody knows about that one.
Yeah. Coffee, too. Coffee's big.
Yeah, coffee's there, too. You know what? Actually, my stepdad was telling me the reason why he drinks tea is because back in the day, he used to drink coffee when he was working for Larry Miller.
Yeah.
And he got to the point where he couldn't pee. It was difficult for him to pee, almost like he had prostate cancer or something.
Dude, drink water, man.
I know. So what the doctor told him is like, hey, do you drink coffee? And he's like, well, yeah. He's like, okay, that's it. You got to stop drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Because I guess in certain people, it's more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Well, it dehydrates.
It affects them more. It affects them more than anyone else. So it definitely affects my dad in a way that it wouldn't affect me or you.
Huh.
But yeah, it does dehydrate you.
Oh yeah. I always have water with my coffee.
Right.
Or I start feeling sick.
My stepdad stopped drinking coffee from that day forward and everything went back to normal. Now he drinks tea instead.
Yeah.
He's got to have something. He's got to have his mental fix though. That's what I call it.
The caffeine. Yeah.
Well, he doesn't even need the caffeine necessarily.
Well, there's caffeine in tea.
No, I know.
Well, but, in some teas are decaf. But.
Yeah, I just think it's funny because he makes tea and, like, leaves it all over the house, never finishes it. So it's just like, why are you even making it? Are you just making it because
it's a mental thing for you? Compensate for the loss of coffee, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a mental block that he's trying to get over.
Yeah.
Or like a habit that he built. That's the only thing I can really think of.
Oh, it was totally a habit thing for me. Like,
right.
like caffeine, I destroyed myself in high school with energy drinks, so caffeine doesn't really affect me anymore. But it's I need the bitter flavor of the coffee.
Yeah.
Like, that's what wakes me up. That's what gets me going.
I don't think I ever really felt the effect of energy drinks until after I got back from Mexico.
Mm.
Because I had that, like, 2-year hiatus where we were, like, forced not to drink soda, forced not to drink anything, really.
No sugar, no caffeine.
Which was really extremely healthy for me. I've never felt better in my life. I should try to go back to that.
Yeah.
But, I started drinking some energy drinks because I like Monster, and I needed it for my job on a couple of occasions, but I started feeling it. Like, I can feel my blood pumping through my neck, through my, like, aortas and stuff. What are they called? No, your jugulars.
Yeah.
I can just feel it pumping up into my head, and that's when I started realizing, like, whoa, I need to start taking, like, half of a can instead of a full can.
Yeah.
So I've cut back on it. I'll buy those ones with the lid on top that you can close, you know?
Yeah.
The Monster Export, because they got that cool little spinny lid. And I'll drink, like, a quarter of it if I'm doing an overnight shift, leave it in my car, and it'll lose its, what's it called? It'll go flat.
Yeah.
But I don't care about that. It still tastes the same.
So yeah, I'll just look at the B vitamins and...
Yeah. So the next time I have a shift, I'll just open it back up and finish it. Like, I have half of a can right now in my car that I'll probably use tonight.
Yeah.
But that's the only time in my entire life that I've actually started feeling the effect. It's interesting.
That's probably
right?
Just because we, like, our... The American diet consists, like, 80% of refined sugars. So we're just always on a sugar high. Caffeine doesn't do anything.
Well, when I went to that, the Floozies concert... on Halloween, I had like 2 or 3 of the small cans of Red Bull.
Okay.
And just the atmosphere of the concert, because it was like cramped, sweaty, stuffy, and like they had the fog machines going like the entire time.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to pass out. I was going to lose it.
Mm.
So we had to leave out and go outside like 3 or 4 times during the entire show.
Dang.
Just to get some fresh air.
Yeah.
And it was insane.
Mm.
And it's been a while since I've had that feeling.
Yeah.
Lightheadedness and whatnot.
Mm. Yeah, that's what I feel when I drink coffee without water with it. Or drink coffee on an empty stomach. It's just like, ugh.
Oh.
It's bad.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how my connection is here at my new place. It was bad when I first opened up Discord. I was watching it. It was really bad.
Hmm. Well, I haven't heard anything.
I know. I've just been hearing it on my end. You were really choppy because my end was really bad. But about after we hit 20 minutes recording, it was green. It's been green ever since. So I guess, I don't know, something was weird with the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But it's been fine since. I mean, we played Dota. I don't think we had too many DCs. Right?
Oh, a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have any when we were playing.
Yeah, and I hosted, and then we switched over to you, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there were a couple lag spikes, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's normal.
That's pretty normal, yeah.
Yeah, what I want to do is... my stepdad needed my help. Oh, so get this. This is hilarious. So my stepdad... Not his fault. Whoever helped him set up our internet at our home in Alpine, it's definitely their fault because I know who he is. I'm just not going to say his name. But he helped my dad set up a really nice printer that they have.
Hmm.
And in order for the printer to connect to the Wi-Fi, he had to like go and like personally install our modem, router, and everything in a certain way that he thought it would be the most... beneficial or the most practical.
Right.
And it's totally, totally impractical. So, you know how the Wi-Fi comes to our house, right?
Yeah.
And I think we have, what is it, Xfinity, Comcast or something?
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. Whatever Wi-Fi we, or not Wi-Fi, sorry, whatever internet service provider we have comes to our house and it comes up in our basement.
Mm.
And from there, it's supposed to go to a what they call a switch, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And the switch is basically just it extends it to like four different cables.
Right.
So you put it into the switch, and then the switch is supposed to go to the Ethernet in all of the walls.
Mm-hmm. The ports.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's the way I need to help him set it up, is so that it goes to all the walls in the whole house, so that each room that has an Ethernet port is hot and ready. Hot as in, like, it's wired, right?
Yeah.
I guess that's, like, an electrical term. But anyway, it's... And then from there, you use one of the Ethernet ports to plug into, like, a router.
Mm.
And then the router can, from there, spread the Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah.
But no, right now, the way it's set up is ridiculous. I think it goes from the street to our house.
Yeah.
From our house to the modem,
hmm.
I think. And then from the modem, my dad ran, or somebody ran a cable up in the... Because the unfinished part of our basement doesn't have a ceiling, so it's ran up through the rafters.
Oh, okay.
Over towards our chimney, and it goes up to where our TV is in the living room, and that's where the router is for the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, why are we not using these Ethernet ports in the walls?
Right.
They are so much faster and yeah. so much better
yeah.
than the Wi-Fi. And my dad had like two routers set up so that they're interfering with each other, their signals.
Mm.
And I think where it's located as well, it's located next to like our Blu-ray player, our sound system, our TV, and that's all interfering with it as well because there's just... You know,
yeah.
when electricity runs through an object, even like a computer or whatever,
yeah.
it generates small, what do they call it? Like interference,
yeah.
like the Tesla yeah. effect, you know? Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's like electromagnetic stuff,
yeah.
and it has to do with interfering with the signal. So I told my dad over this break, we are going to rewire all of it and make it good again.
Yeah.
Make my house great again.
Yeah, make the Wi-Fi great again.
Make our Wi-Fi great again, yeah, because everybody knows how bad it is at our house. I mean, it's just so inconsistent.
Yeah. I've seen these things that, I've seen them on Amazon, that you plug them into the wall, and they're like signal boosters for Wi-Fi.
I think they're a Wi-Fi amplification or
yeah,
Wi-Fi
yeah.
generator.
But you can plug into them, too, with your
yeah.
Ethernet cords. I can't imagine that it's faster than just plugging straight into the wall, because it's still getting the signal from the Wi-Fi. But it's probably slightly faster than just using straight Wi-Fi, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's still a connection. Like
yeah,
like
I really want to fix
connection.
That up. I want the main reason I want to fix it up is so that I can run a Ethernet cable to my computer that I'm going to build
mm.
and keep it at my desk in my room.
Yeah.
And put my big TV on top of my desk
mm.
for a monitor.
Oh,
it's it seems kind of ludicrous to use a monitor that big. But
yeah.
it's actually really fun. I enjoyed it when I did it a couple of times. It's just like a whole new experience. Because my dad does that in Texas, too. I don't think he has a TV as big as mine. But it's cool because he has the big TV. And then he has a smaller monitor on the side that he uses like as a... You know how you can connect more than one monitor to your computer?
Yeah. Yeah.
You there? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
can you hear
so...
Me? Yeah, sorry.
I want to do that. Yeah, it just barely started going down again. I just saw red spike. But now it's back on green.
Yeah, mine's green. I could have had a spike there too, though. I wasn't looking
anyway,
at that particular moment in time.
Now it's yellow. Mine's yellow.
Mine's still green.
Now it's green again. Anyway, my sister responded, and she said that my family's dog, my sister's dog, is a mix of a Chihuahua and Shih Tzu.
Oh, okay.
She looks like a Yorker.
Mm. A Yorkie and a Schnauzer.
I think, yeah, maybe she was trying to say Yorkie and it auto-corrected.
Oh, okay.
But yeah,
I thought Yorker was like a Yorkie and a Schnauzer mixed.
Yeah, I don't know. She's a Shih Tzu and a Chihuahua.
Yeah. Best temperament ever.
She got the best of both worlds, though, because she got the bad stuff from a Chihuahua. I haven't noticed it yet.
Yeah. Well, Shih Tzus are notorious for being feisty as well.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
I think she's calm for a half Chihuahua, half Shih Tzu.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's calm for a
But at the same time, you could definitely sometimes tell she has those qualities still.
So would you call her a Chihuahua?
I don't know what you'd call her.
Or a Chih Tzu.
A Chih Tzu?
Yeah, that's I like Chihuahua.
Chih Tzu. Yeah. Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Yeah, I'm going to call her a Chihuahua now.
Speaking of internet things, I got some Ethernet cables for my computer.
Yeah.
And I got one for my PlayStation as well, but
that's good.
I don't have Ethernet ports down here. It's a cable cord.
Oh.
So now I either have to get one of those things that plugs into the wall, or I just have to get another cord that goes from cable, converts to Ethernet.
That's weird. So your basement isn't wired for Ethernet?
Uh-uh. It's just, well, it is, but only through a cable cord.
Oh.
Round one that you screw in.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely prefer Ethernet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I was kind of pissed about that.
What I want to do is... So you know how I was having problems with my Samsung TV?
Yeah.
I did a little bit of research, and, I mean, Samsung has been notorious in the past for releasing products. Like, my tablet used to have problems with keyboard connection.
Because
I had, like, I had a little case for my tablet that had a keyboard built into it.
Right.
It works through Bluetooth. So when it first came out, they had to release a couple of updates because it was having problems connecting and whatever. Mm. So I guess Samsung, when they initially release something, it goes through a bunch of bugs, but about 3 months down the road, it runs fine. It's been perfect ever since. So the TV is similar in that sense. A lot of people on the forums have had issues with Wi-Fi connectivity, and it'll just drop out all of a sudden, and they have to restart their TV in order for it to reconnect. But I also found out that it depends on the distance your TV is away from the router.
Oh.
They prefer that your TV is within, like, 20 feet of it, I think.
Gotcha.
And I looked it up. It's because the antenna inside the TV is wedged between the back of the TV and the front of the TV.
Mm.
The front of the TV is a giant screen,
right.
So that's definitely going to interfere with the signal. And the back of the TV is usually mounted next to a wall or something. So, like, there's hardly any room for the signal to get through. It's going to have to, like, come up from the top of the TV down or up from the bottom or from the sides, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a hard issue with all smart TVs, actually.
Yeah.
It's not just specific to Samsung.
Why wouldn't go around the outside of the TV? You know what I mean? Like, not on the outside, but, like, around the screen, you know? Like, on the sides
ideally,
and top.
Though, ideally, what they prefer you to do is to plug it in with an Ethernet cord. Probably what I'll do in the future because it's
faster speeds. It's
way faster and it's a lot better.
Wi-Fi's
good and all, but I'm definitely more of a fan of hard line.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Wi-Fi's cool, but it's not optimal.
Right. So... I've definitely been starting to be steered away from Wi-Fi just in the past couple
what
of months.
What does Wi-Fi even stand for?
Wireless something. I forget already. Did you Google it?
I'm looking at the wiki.
Wiki knows everything. Yet our professors don't like it. You can't use Wikipedia on your research paper. That's illegal.
Oh, so Wi-Fi was just the. So it's a pun from hi-fi. But really, it's like the Wi-Fi Alliance came up with IEEE 802.11b. Direct sequence. That's what Wi-Fi really is.
All right, whatever.
So yeah, that's I'm weird. Glad they went with Wi-Fi instead of IEEE 802.11b direct sequence. Dude, what's your password for your IEEE 802.11b direct sequence? I want to check my Facebook. Yeah, it's a little catchy.
My password is 8876-4-02.
Well, shitballs, man. We're at 1:10 right now.
That's perfect.
That's a good amount.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, I don't know if you want to talk about this on your on the podcast, but I was going to ask you how your little shindig went.
My shindig?
Your Tinder dig. Tinder shindig.
Oh, dude. It didn't go through yet.
Oh, really? You got
so
stood up?
No, I didn't get stood up. I just, because my sister got back from her mission.
Oh, gotcha.
We were so occupied with that, that I actually forgot to call her on Tuesday. I was going to call her on Tuesday for the date on, what was it, Thursday?
Yeah.
Or Wednesday.
I think it was Thursday.
Yeah, it was Thursday, it was. So I ended up calling her on Wednesday instead of Tuesday, and when I called her, it was already, like, in the evening. So I was like, oh, crap, I look like such a douche. But she started texting me back saying that, oh, sorry, I took a shift for a coworker on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's okay, because I took a shift on Friday for a coworker.
Yeah.
Which was yesterday. And we just said that, hey, we'll get together after Christmas.
Yeah.
So it all worked out.
Interessant.
It all worked out. But even better than that, I was at the airport. And I don't know if I've talked about this in any of the other podcast episodes, but there's a girl at Vivint who came up to me a couple of times. And I don't know if I said, but she was being hit on by a guy she works with. Does that sound familiar?
No, you've only mentioned like somebody you liked, like you were thinking about approaching.
Okay,
her.
Well, this is the girl I was thinking about asking out, and it's because she came up to me while I was working one day, and I had not thought of anything of it. But she comes out of into the lobby, and she's about to go leave, and she's like, "Hey, can I ask for your opinion on something?" And, and I'm like, "Yeah, sure, shoot." And she's like, "I am." How does she say it? She said something along the lines of,
"How do I tell this guy to fuck off?" Kind of thing.
Yeah, basically. But I don't even know where to start because it's really funny because his mom's involved in this story.
Oh, geez.
So I guess this girl finished her training class with this guy's mom, and this guy's mom works at Vivint, and so does he.
Oh, geez.
So, a mom and son work at Vivint.
Oh my god. Why would you date somebody? It's bad enough to date somebody you work with.
Well,
it's like
awkward.
Five times as bad to date somebody whose mom also works there.
Exactly.
Like, that's terrible.
So, I guess son tells mom, hey, I have a crush on this girl. And the mom decides to take it into her own hands and writes on a sticky note her son's number and goes over to this girl that she was in the training class with and said something along the lines of like, you guys are meant to be as soulmates and whatever. It was really, really cringy.
Ugh.
And she's like, okay. And that's when she came out into the lobby because she was leaving and she had the sticky note in hand and she's like, what's your opinion? What should I do? And I was like, you know, I would just toss it. And I like held the trash can up and I'm like, yeah, just toss it and just ignore it and see what happens.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, I think she ended up keeping it, but she probably threw it away at home, but she kept it and like left. And then I've been meaning to ask her ever since because I've seen her like 3 or 4 times since then.
Yeah.
I was always going to ask her like, hey, how'd that situation go or how'd that turn out? So I'm at the airport waiting for my sister and guess who I see? This girl that came up to me asking for advice. And I go up to her because me and my brother are looking for the rest of our group.
Mm.
And I'm like, hey, don't you work at Vivint? And she's like, oh, yeah, you're one of the security guards, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, how did that situation end up turning out? After we had some small talk, you know?
Right.
And she goes, oh, my gosh. She's like, okay, so where do I start? I guess it escalated.
The plot thickens.
Yeah, she grabs my hand and like holds it up. She's like, okay, so I was there sitting at my desk with my one hand on the keyboard and one hand on my mouse, and I guess the sun came up and touched her hand that was on the mouse.
Oh,
so she lifts my arm up and like mimics it.
Yeah,
and she tells me what he said. He said something along the lines of like, "You have really soft hands."
Oh my god.
Yeah. So I was laughing, and I guess that's what happened. This guy still works there with his mom.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like, oh, geez, that's not good.
They're looking for a third wheel.
Yeah, I leave, and I say, good luck with that. We find my sister, and blah, blah, blah. My brother keeps teasing me. My brother's like, hey, aren't you going to get that girl's number? Aren't you going to get that girl's number? And I was like, you know, I probably should if the opportunity presented itself.
Yeah.
So everybody's leaving and going up the escalator back to the parking lot, and I turn around because I didn't want any of them to watch me. So I go back on my own, and I got her number.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I hope I'm not as creepy as that guy, though.
Well, you won't get your mom involved, so that's...
Right?
That's one plus.
That's one plus, so... that's got to be something.
Yeah. Or some brownie points.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, I had such a hard time telling that story, because I'm just like, my mind is scrambled.
Yeah.
It was so cringy that I can't even tell the story myself.
That's gross. It's
too hard. Yeah, it's real gross.
Ugh. Well,
let's hope the Vivint employees listen to this podcast.
Yes,
that would be cool. I'm gonna go post Hold Your Goats podcast on the board in the break room or something like that.
Just start playing it over the PA.
Yeah. I don't even know if they have a PA.
I'm sure they do. They have to, right?
I don't know. They don't.
Maybe not. Yeah, maybe not.
That's funny, though.
Well, that's probably a good place to call it.
All right, cool. I'll hit the stop button.
Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. They're out there in the wild. They're like rare Pokemon.
Jingle, jingle. Stack of Pringles. Kris Kringle.
I can't fit my hand in the Pringles can anymore. They don't like our Facebook page. They don't message us. Like rare.